there are parts of the pier that have not been touched for a very long time, and you can see railings and so forth that need desperate attention. But the worrying thing is the structure, of course. Would worry anybody, wouldn't it? You ride up the pier.
But hasn't it always shaken, though, the pier, when trains have been going
on? Not quite the same way as it does now.
You think it's got worse?
Well, I'd like to keep an open mind about that, because I wouldn't have said that perhaps that was altogether the structure. I think the trains need replacing.
The report says that work needs to be done in 5 years.
Well, I learned today that the council have put in planning permission for the immediate important things. That's very encouraging, because it does mean that they're taking it seriously. And I mean, we've got the longest pleasure pier in the world. It would be a disaster if this was closed as a result of no money being put into it. They're moving fast. As far as the structure and everything else is concerned, I'm sure that if the council put in for a lottery bid, they would get something towards it. Or they've been very successful over the last few years in going out hand in cap with money abroad. Why not for the pier? I do think that perhaps a fund should be set up for the pier, but not a bad idea. It's been done before. There were lots of, after the fire in 76, there were lots of people who donated money, and it amounted to thousands. And that eventually was put back into the pier when the railway was put back on.
What about selling it off to private ownership?
I think it would be a very great shame and would be the wrong thing to do. There would be a hue and cry, I'm sure, because the pier belongs to the people, not just in this country, but all over the world.
They did it in Clacton very successfully.
There have been cases where they have, but there's others that haven't.
Do you think local people in Southend still love the pier?
I think so. I think there's millions of people that would say this pier belongs to the people. The council are custodians of that.
There is money which was put in the budget last year and is in the budget at the moment for work that needs to be done.
So what exactly then is that work?
It's difficult to specify each individual item for you. The survey itself does, it looks at broken rails, it looks at rails which are perhaps rusting, and it just points out all the details. And as I say, it's very difficult to go into specific details because, I don't have a copy of the report at the moment. That's back at the Civic.
But just to be clear, the money that was passed, it's to carry out emergency works on the pier, stuff that needs to be done as soon as possible.
That's got to be true, I mean, regardless. But the report, going back to the report, says that there are three levels of response. You know, priority got to be done in the next 2 to 5 years, and then from 5 to 10 years. We have every intention of putting probably over $2 million into the budget over 5 years to make sure it continues to be done. The £2 million is to cover all the necessary repairs and amendments that the report is telling us that we need.
So that £2 million will certainly look at the structure of the pier, will it?
Yep, the £2 million is for the pier. I mean, that includes the structure, if you want the word used. But yes, of course it includes the structure. Again, because we're a listed building, you can't do anything unless you get approval for it. And English Heritage and the people who look after listed buildings have a very clear idea as to how they want the work done.
And when then will that work begin, the emergency work initially?
It'll be done as and when necessary, but as soon as possible.
Is the pier becoming a bit of a burden for the council, shall we say?
No more than your old granny would be to you.
Well, you don't know what she is to me. Do you think it is something that perhaps is now time the council steps back from and puts into private ownership?
We're as a council group and we're looking at the possibility of of changing how we run the pier. Private ownership might be a way. It's been done before. It could be a joint way of doing it with other people. It could be local people taking it on a truck. There's all sorts of ways that it could be done. And as an administration, that's what we're looking at. I'm not going to be pulled on a commitment to one way or the other.
But the council has been pretty good in the past at getting money from the EU for City Beach and for other projects as well. Is that not somewhere that you should be looking at? After all, this is the world's largest or longest pleasure pier.
Yes, and you're quite right. European money is always something we should be looking at.
So when are you going to start looking at that then?
I suspect we're doing it immediately.
So then I suppose the ultimate question is, how safe is the pier today?
You and I are standing on it at the moment, so if you don't think it's safe, I suggest you walk the other way.
So it's safe?
Yes, very much.